Welcome to Field Days, a weekly audio diary following the day-to-day life at Strecker Farms in Bighorn, Montana. I'm Sarah Brown. This week, Shane Strecker plants a sugar beet field using his wits and $500,000 worth of technology. For this episode, Shane dropped a pin so we could meet at the field he was planting in Hysham. When my GPS told me I'd arrived at my destination, I peered at the vast open landscape and saw a lone tractor coming toward me. I thought, that's precision agriculture for you. It's an approach to farming that uses GPS to collect data on everything. Soil conditions, crop health, weather patterns, as well as precise location data and mapping. Shane stops to pick me up and steps down from the tractor to stretch his stiff legs. He shows me the perfectly spaced tiny blue beet seeds nestled an inch deep in the dirt. We climb up into the state-of-the-art tractor and Shane restarts it. Multiple monitors spring to life. He's farmed for decades, yet like most farmers today, he relies on technology for a lot.
So now I've got the vacuum running. Now I'm loading the seed plate so there's no skips. Three times. Now we're good. Perfect. Absolutely perfect. See the white line? That's the way our rows are running. So as long as that says zero, right there, I'm right on the money.
As we move down the row, Shane points out the uneven ground. Where I see a level field ready to sow, he sees ruts from this spring's fertilizer application. Winter arrived quickly in November, and the season ended soon after, before he could get to it. The more uniform the soil, the more consistent the seed depth, and the better your planting will be. Allegedly. Shane, I'm learning, is something of a perfectionist. It's how he's wired, and also what the technology allows for.
And this here is, this is the monitor for the planter. We're 16 rows, so every little black graph here segment there is a unit, a row unit. Our target is 48,000 seeds per acre, and this is what we're actually doing. So as the units here, as they change, that's the rates are changing due to one reason or another. Every planter unit
has an electronic eye on the seed flow. Anything can affect the rate of flow, bumpy ground, wind, or the vacuum not set just right. And Shane can see it all right there on his screen.
So it's pretty dummy-proof. That's why I can do it.
If that goes down, what happens? You just can't function?
Usually, it'll tell you, like I say, if this one turns red, you know it's row number 9. So go out here and...
So you just stop and...
Yeah, I stop and go out and check row bucket number 9 and take it apart.
And that's the irony of technology. It can only take you so far. Maybe a vacuum line has come off, or it's just plugged, or the fingers that drive the seed plate may not have tripped, or usually it's an electrical issue. And then out here, far from everything and all by yourself, you'd better know what to do.
But there's so much technology here, it's only as good as the dummy in the seat if you don't know how to run it.
That's right.
You know, it's useless.
Right.
So, yeah. When I first started, a tractor was a tractor. I mean, if they came out with a different style cab, maybe, or a different operating console, you know, that was wow. But now it's changing so fast, it's hard to keep up. They put on clinics and classes and workshops so you can learn how to keep up with the new technology. It's just unreal how it's changing. And if you don't keep up, you know, with the times and the changes, pretty soon you're just overwhelmed with where do I start, you know. So
underlying all this innovation is the basic economic principle of efficiencies. How effectively are you using your resources to produce crops? Are you getting the highest possible outcome with the fewest inputs?
If you're not efficient, yeah, you're done. You're sunk.
Next week, Shane scouts his fields for signs that his sugar beets have sprouted.
Field Days is produced by Sarah Brown and Ken Siebert for Yellowstone Public Radio, theme music by John Cosell. More information on Field Days is available at ypradio.org.